Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. Now, everybody's been asking me about juicing recipes. So what I went ahead and did is put my head together with my good friend, fitness expert, and registered nurse, Fabian Kano, and we've come up with some really amazing recipes. Let's get started. My first juicing recipe for this week is to boost your libido. What we will need are 2 handfuls of kale, 1/2 avocado, 1 cup of watermelon, 1/2 cup of red grapes, 1/2 cup of strawberries, water to taste, a little bit of ice, and pow, you have an amazing libido booster. What I like to pair juice with is food. The food I've chosen for this is roasted chicken that we're going to do a slow roast chicken. What we will need are 4 chicken thighs, salt and pepper to taste, because always remember, when we're making a rub, salt has to be the most dominant and pepper right behind it. So salt 50, pepper 25, 25, a mix of cayenne and everything else. So salt and pepper to taste, cayenne pepper, paprika, ground cilantro, and I use Rosenthal Olive Ranch's award-winning Arbasana garlic olive oil because it means I don't have to put any actual garlic onto the chicken, which makes it easier for me to cook. Now, when I do a chicken or anything in my oven, if I want to put a crust on it, traditionally we're taught that you put it in low and then raise up the heat. I like to change that, and the reason why is I get a crispier skin and that flavor really sets in well. So what I'm going to do is set my oven to 500 degrees. I'm going to put the chicken thighs in there, and we're always going to put them skin side up. We never put them skin side down, otherwise the skin will be very soggy. Skin side up, we're going to put on the broiler setting. I'm going to let it broil. And what the broiler setting is, it just turns the top part of the oven on. That's going to bring the heat down directly onto the chicken. And we're going to let that go for 10 minutes. Then I'm going to turn the heat down to 325 degrees. And I'm going to let it coast slow and low to a perfect doneness for our chicken. Always remember, the juices need to run clear. And with chicken thighs, it doesn't dry out as fast as chicken breast because it's a dark meat chicken. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. You can watch my cooking show on www.foodietv.com and like us on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West.